Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
BJ, super excited today. We're celebrating 50 years on KISW, and there's an awesome guest that we're about to have on, a man who's part of a band that has had such a huge imprint on our radio station. Please welcome to the show Mike McCready from Pearl Jam.
And sir, could you familiarize me? I know it's a band we've played before. I'm not sure which one. Mike, always good to have you back, man.
Thanks for having me. I appreciate it. Happy 50th anniversary.
I got to ask you.
I've been listening to it for about that long, so.
Well, then I got to ask you the question, because I think it's always fun. I still love videos whenever like a up-and-coming artist posts a video of them reacting to hearing their music on the radio. Do you hearing Pearl Jam on KSW for the first time? And can you take us back to that moment?
Yeah, I mean, it was right around 91, and it was probably around the time we played. And I'm pretty sure KSW put it out. We played at the Seattle Center at the Mural Amphitheater, and it was before a record release party. And driving around and, you know, hearing Alive on the radio for the first time, it was a dream come true. And like, it just wasn't, you know, one of those things where you pull over to the side and just go, whew,
yeah,
all these years I've been trying to do this, and it's we're finally here. And, you know, it's a huge honor. And it was the one of the most exciting times of my life to hear us on KSW, for sure, back in the day, and still is. You know, I'm still excited about it, you know.
Yeah, it's a rare thing, because I mean, really, a big part of KISW's history is that Seattle music scene. So it is such a connection and so intertwined. Do you feel like you had a relationship with the station? Because I know the station definitely feels like they had a relationship with you guys, even though the world definitely loves you and wanted you. But I know that a lot of folks back then felt like, man, you know what, you're our people.
Okay, I'm gonna thank you for asking that, because I'm gonna go all the way back to 1979. And as a young kid in Seattle, as just starting to play guitar, a young Mike McCready called into KSW to do a challenge called Stump Slayton. Steve Slayton, who was the DJ at the time, who was very integral in terms of music that I got to hear in my band Shadow. The first time we heard. Or I heard Angel City was on KSW through Steve Slayton. The first time, you know, Van Halen, the first time Aerosmith, the first, you know, all of these things were super integral to my growth. Queen, you know, all the classic rock that was coming out at that time. Van Halen, I remember when Van Halen were in the station, yeah. You know, and they did that KISW. That was the famous thing for so long. I saw them four times back in the day. But anyways, getting back to Stump Slayton, I called in. I was probably talking like this. And I went, hey, Steve, I'm gonna Stump Slayton. I was wondering if you know what Jimi Hendrix's middle name was. And he said, yes, that's Marshall. And then I couldn't Stump Slayton in my prepubescent years. But I tried. So KSW to me is so important in terms of my musical development. And as any of the bands that came from here growing up in Seattle, Steve Slayton bringing that. I mean, you want me to go on? I can go on forever.
Oh, please. This is what this is for. Mike, this is all your, the floor is yours, because you've got so many great memories about this.
All right, here we go. So I met Steven Tyler down there on the Done With Mirrors tour. Rick and Chris and my buddies from Shadow, we all went down there to meet him. We met Alice Cooper down at KSW back in the day. You know, I have so many memories in terms of my musical development. I keep going back to that. This is the radio station where I first heard UFO, wow. Angel City, all these bands, the Stones, anything that I aspired to be, I heard on KSW as a kid growing up. So I'm trying to, I mean, and then later on I got, you know, Damon Stewart and Kathy Faulkner. They're all, were friends of mine and partied with Damon. Sorry, Damon, but man, it was fun. We had a good time. You know, you know, it was back in the day and Kathy Faulkner was great. It was always like, you know, she always, Kathy Faulkner was her show and it was fun to hear her stuff. And you know, it was a blast, man. So anyways, I'll try to remember some more stories, but I think the cast of you helped put on a shadow show a long time ago. I was looking for a flyer for that. I found it the other day. I've got the cast of you, like a record you guys put out that Cheap Trick's on. And, you know, so it's all sorts of stuff. So happy 50th birthday, you know.
Yeah,
I've been listening to you guys since, you know, 1971 when I was six or something or seven when my parents had it on the radio. So,
so yeah, you aren't kidding. So, you aren't kidding. You said you've been here with us all 50 years.
Oh, yeah. I mean, music started really becoming in my trajectory when I was about 10 or 11 and I'd get in the car with my parents and they'd put on KSW and I'd hear, you know, Joe Walsh, Life's Been Good to Me So Far,
or,
you know, Dream On, and I would confuse Dream On with Dreamweaver, but then I was like, whoa, I love Aerosmith. So now I know it's always Dream On. And so I can't tell you how many old, you know what I mean? Oh, that's here you awesome. Go. Here you go. So when, oh, this is the best. So KSW put on the Let There Be Rock movie. They promoted it, and I went to it and waited in line at the King Theater with all my buddies, again, from Shadow, and we went and saw AC/DC Let There Be Rock movie in maybe 80 or 81, and I was so amazed because Bon Scott, I was so into AC/DC, and then Bon Scott died when I was in eighth grade. So we got to see that movie because of KSW, and it blew my mind. It was incredible. The first time I ever heard Soul Stripper was on KSW and with that really long intro, and I would count the intro to see, you know, how long it took, you know, bands took forever to do their intros back in those days. And anyways, that was, and loving AC/DC at the time, again, introduced, from KSW. So it's all very important. The first time they played Dirty Deeds Done Dirt Cheap, because the AC/DC record was not out in the States yet. KSW Steve Slayton got it from Australia and was playing Dirty Deeds, and we couldn't find it anywhere. We're looking at Easy Street, looking all over the place, finally found it maybe on Easy Street, but it was on KSW first is my point, before the import of that record was out. So all that stuff I will never forget, and it was integral in me becoming a young guitar player.
I love that, Mike, because obviously, you know, you're sharing everything that just as any kid would just love from a rock station, and yet your very little band basically has given everybody stories just like that. I think that is just it's almost like inception to me, and I don't know if that dawns on you, but there's so many people that have probably got stories like that about you guys, which has got to be trippy for a guy like you who, you know, you're just a kid growing up hoping someday you get to play the guitar somewhere.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, I'm aware of that, and I'm very proud of the fact that people, you know, have their stories about our band, or, you know, people have met each other and gotten married because of our shows, or, you know, whatever, as long as we can, you know, bring some sort of music or happiness or whatever into people's lives, then, you know, then that's icing and that's great. And that's what rock has done for me always. And KSW again was a huge part of that and is, to this day, but no uncertain terms in terms of my musical development, it was listening to KSW in the car in rainy old Seattle growing up, being turned on to all these bands that would later, you know, influence me and make me want to do music, and how it was played and how Steve Slayton at the time, you know, introduced it to people and made it, he was so passionate about it. I remember when Van Halen went down there, it seemed like there was this crazy party going on. My vision of what rock stars and everything was because of those kind of situations. Like, what are those guys doing in KSW? They're tearing it up, you know? And then I went and saw Van Halen later on that night. So, you know, back in the day with David Lee Roth, and it was incredible. So anyways, I could go on and on and on and on, but yeah, I'm happy for 50th anniversary for you guys.
And you can talk about just that.
And you guys too.
Yeah.
You guys, thank you for helping us support, you know, lately with our, you know, all of our kind of organizational things and Stone coming in and, you know, homeless things to, you know, whatever our kind of pet projects are or our homeless efforts or whatever. You guys recently have been really helpful in helping our band do all of that stuff. And so we're very grateful to you as a band too. So thank you.
Oh, our pleasure.
That.
Our pleasure, Mike.
Tonight starts the showing of the second night of the hometown shows from the when you guys performed over at T-Mobile Park, Safeco Field.
Yeah.
To me and my buddy Craig and I, we went. We said both of us have been to several Pearl Jam shows, and I'm like, this is the best Pearl Jam show I've ever been to. It's just such an and walking around talking to other people, they had the same feeling too. That's got to be such a surreal experience, and I just would love to hear your perspective of those shows, the home shows.
Thanks for asking. In terms of the home shows, you know, I've got to go back in the historical sense in terms of what where I came from as a young boy and being in my band Warrior when I was in seventh grade with Rick Friel, Chris Friel, and Danny Newcomb. We played our first show in 1979 at our friend Jenny Weintraub's birthday party. So 1979. For me, was my first show ever playing music. So, and that was in a living room, you know. So I went from a living room, and then we'd play churches and rent things, and a shadow happened, and then the band, you know, Pearl Jam, blah blah blah. So I look at it in the context of, you know, the journey to getting to Safeco was a long, long, amazing, incredible journey. It's overwhelming to play two shows in your home city, and know that there's that love and that you as a band member has that love going back to the city. I get chills thinking about it. I was tearing up. I was also super stressed because I wanted it to be great shows.
Yeah.
But that's okay. I can thrive on that stress. Hence my spilled iced coffee on the ground right now. But playing in Seattle for the home shows, you know, twofold, trying to raise some sort of awareness and money for, you know, the homeless issue that is, you know, still going on, unfortunately, here in Seattle, Washington, you know, was super important to all of our hearts and is to many people in Seattle. So getting to be part of that was very incredible, and getting to work with all the different businesses and you guys. And that was amazing to be part of that. But, you know, on a selfish I get to be in a band and be a rock star and play guitar on stage thing. There was nothing better, you know. Some of my highlights of my entire career have been playing in Washington State. You know, the Gorge has been some of those.
Yeah.
But, you know, playing two nights at Safeco, I think the second night for me was even more, a little bit better than the first. And maybe that's because usually the second shows are better. But it kind of went by so fast that, you know, I'm looking forward to seeing it again to go, oh, yeah, that's what happened. And, you know, I think Kim Thiel and Tim DeGiulio came out, and maybe Mark Arm, I'm forgetting all. And we had a blast. It was a hometown celebratory, you know, triumph, I guess, in terms of me being in a band. So I couldn't, it's hard to put into words how amazing it was.
And people can watch it at nugs.net if they want to check it out. But I think my favorite part at the end of the show, we're walking and saying hi to some random people. And I just like, that was incredible. And this guy, I thought he said, oh, that was my 19th show and my favorite. I'm like, oh, I'm like four or five shows behind you. And he looked at me and goes, I said 119th show. I'm like, oh, my gosh. Yeah, I've got a little bit of catching up to do.
Wow. Well, if we can ever get back in the road, you can come out and start trying to catch up on those.
I was going to go to the Oakland show. We had tickets, myself and Ryan Castle. We were going to fly out for the Oakland show to start my quest.
You guys
quest.
Were? Oh,
yeah.
Man.
Yeah. But hopefully that will happen soon.
And we haven't
fingers crossed.
And yeah, we haven't talked to you since the release, but great album, Mike.
Oh my
gosh, it's one of man. Good job.
Well, thank you guys. Thank you. It feels like I really, you know, we were getting ready to go and support the Gigaton record, and we're starting to rehearse all the songs and trying to get them as tight as possible, and just about to go to New York and start rehearsing, and bam, everything hit, and you know, I'm very proud of that record. It feels like the rug under us, but at the same time, I can't complain because I feel that for all the younger bands and everybody that's trying to do it now. I want everybody to be able to get back to playing in clubs and, you know, road crews working again, and all that is so integral and important to everything, and radio stations and all of that needs to start up again, and it will. And I look forward to that so much. I can't tell you.
My wife makes fun of me because she'll come home sometimes and I'll just be sitting in the living room and we have Gigaton on vinyl and I'm sitting there with my 1-year-old and I'm just like, I'm just training her now to be a hardcore Pearl Jam fan so we can have daddy-daughter nights at Pearl Jam shows one day.
She might want to rebel against it and go, I don't want to hear that. I don't want that.
Good point.
I thank you for trying though. At least the next generation. I appreciate that.
Mike, thank you so much. you have been such a great reason why we've hit 50. And of course, you've been a great friend of the show as well. And it seems fitting to talk to you because, you know, you've got a great love for what you do. There's something special about this town where a rock station can be around for 50 years. A lot of other cities have had rock stations that are great rock stations and they're not around anymore. There is something special about this town. And I think it's because of guys like you and bands like yours that, you know, man, we're just happy to be part of that magic.
Well, you guys do a fantastic job. And, you know, it can't be understated how important KSW has been to the development of the rock bands or the grunge bands or whatever bands that came out of, you know, in Seattle, Washington. Because, you know, I can only speak for myself, but I can tell you how many thousands of hours of KSW I listened to as a young kid and being mesmerized in terms of the bands that were played, you know, in the late 70s, mid 70s to the 80s to 90s, you know, to all of that. KSW has been incredibly helpful to me in terms of, you know, my musical development once again. And I probably wouldn't be where I am now had I not listened to so much rock radio growing up, and getting to know about AC/DC and getting to know about, you know, UFO or getting to the Stones or, you know, all the classic rock bands that were so and are so still important to me were played on KSW back then.
Mike McCready from a band you may have heard of, Pearl Jam. Mike, thank you so much for spending this time on this 50th with us. We really, really appreciate it.
All right. Well, thank you. Thanks for having me. Happy birthday. Remember, when you're over 50, when you can hurt yourself while you're sleeping. So that's and you can't wear a chain wallet anymore. That's what I'm borrowing
Danny.
Greg Berent. Greg Berent is a comedian that had those jokes. Like, I have to give him credit for those. So.
That's awesome.
Oh, so you guys don't hurt yourself while you're sleeping, because I do every day.
You're absolutely right. That is the truth.
Oh, man.
Right?
Thank you, Mike. That was awesome.
Yeah, thank you so much. We appreciate it.
No worries. Thank you, guys. All right. Talk to you soon.